And when you get to the 8th square, you'll be a queen.
How exciting! When can I start?
Rules. Rules first. Chess is really a set of battles. There will be battles. There will be spillage.
Spillage?
And there will be blood. Are you fit? You have to be very fit.
I don't really know.
Very fit for the fight.
I don't really know how fit I am. I'm only a little girl.
The fit will survive and the weak will perish.
It sounds like a very violent game.
It's not a game. Have you played chess before?
Yes, lots of times.
Well, quite clearly, you've never played it fully. Now, how to cross one square to another? The brooks. Run!
Sorry?
Run! Take my hand and run! Faster! Faster! That'll never do!
Oh. But we're not getting anywhere.
Exactly. You'll never cross a brook running like that. Faster! Faster! No, no, no. You have to run much, much faster to cross the brooks. You'll never leave the second square running like that.
I ran as hard as I could.
Hold my hand. We'll try again. Run! Run! Faster! Faster!
I can't.
Don't try and talk. Run! Run! Faster! Faster! That's almost it. Now! Now! Jump! Jump!
Oh!
Easy!
We've got no distance at all!
Indeed.
Well, in our country, you generally get somewhere else. If you run very fast for a long time...
Oh, what a slow country that must be. Now here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. A pawn goes two squares in the first move, you know. So you'll go very quickly through the third square, by railway, I should think. Then you'll find yourself in the fourth. And the fifth has that terrible wind, all hairbrushes and howling, and belongs to Tweedledum and Tweedledee. And the sixth is mostly wool and water, and belongs to Humpty Dumpty. But you make no remark.
I didn't know I had to make one just then.
You should have said it is extremely kind of you to tell me all this.
Yes. Thank you very much. Very kind, Your Majesty.
Well, the seventh square is a small field. One of the knights will show you through there, and in the eighth square we will be queens together, and there will be feasting and fun. Well, I must be running. Speak in French when you can't think of anything to say in English. Turn your toes out when you walk and remember who you are. Goodbye and good luck.
Goodbye, Your Majesty. She was quick. I suppose she's used to it. This running is very hard. I don't recall ever running so hard. But if I don't cross the brooks, then I'll never be a queen. And I'd like that so much. What did she say? By railway? Oh!
Tickets, please! Oh. Tickets, please! Thank you very much, madam. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes. Oh, very good. Now then, show your ticket, child.
My ticket?
Don't keep him waiting, child. Why, his time is worth £1,000 a minute.
I'm afraid I haven't got a ticket. There wasn't a ticket office where I came from.
There wasn't room for one where she came from. The land is worth £1,000 an inch.
Don't make excuses. You should have bought one from the engine driver.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
The man that drives the engine, why does the smoke alone is worth £1,000 a puff?
There's no use in saying anything.
Better say nothing at all. Language is worth £1,000 a word.
Let me look at you. Just as I thought. You're travelling the wrong way.
So young a child ought to know where she's going, even if she doesn't know her own name.
She ought to know her way to the ticket office, even if she doesn't know her own alphabet.
She'll have to go back for her luggage.
She sounds like a horse. And she looks like a horse, too.
You might make a joke about that. Something about horse and horse, you know.
Pardon?
She must be labelled Lass with Care.
Something about being a horse and having a horse voice, you know.
She must go by post, as she's got a head on her.
She must be sent as a message by telegraph.